Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
I can smell it. I can smell the freshly cut grass in the air today. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Are we going to have to do a GoFundMe for you because you're injured now?
I think it's desperation, which means I will finally deliver.
I don't know.
I think that's what I needed. I think this was the sacrifice, the human sacrifice I needed to propel us forward.
Okay, so tell the audience, you hit a home run in co-ed softball.
Well, it should have been a home run. I juiced it over people's heads. And then as I took that second step out of the box, this is game two, by the way. I was already like 4 for 5.
Sure.
Already had a home run. Already had multiple RBIs. You would think I was warmed up, but no. I sprinted towards first base. Heard a pop. Can't be a good sign.
No.
Hobbled the first, and a couple people scored. And then, yeah, no, I probably should have made it to at least third, but I just couldn't move.
Sure.
Yeah, not good. Very, very bad.
This isn't
tough
good
scene.
All the way around here. I mean, you didn't pick another winner last week.
True.
Were you close?
Max finally top 10'd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
had not top 10'd at Colonial, finally got it.
It's not great. Who's the Grillo guy who won last week?
Argentina's own.
People were shocked by that.
Not the best week.
No, not the best week at all.
Scotty probably should have won if he made one putt, two putts.
Mm-hmm.
But he's lost right now. He's lost much like me.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is.
It's desperate.
He sure is. And now we got the Memorial this week.
Dublin.
This is my tournament. You know that, right?
It's your state.
I got the advantage here.
You can claim the state. I don't want anything to do with Ohio.
Not the state, the tournament. So I've been to this actual tournament 6 or 7 times out in Dublin, Ohio. It is a blast.
What are your thoughts on
it's one
field?
Of my old haunts. So here's my honest thoughts on it. It's a fucking hard course. It's not a...
Yeah, it's really tough.
You're not going to get somebody with, like, minus 20. Like, that's just not a thing that happens at the Memorial.
But it's horses for course. It's the same guys that win this every year, show up every year.
It is. So one of the guys I'll chat about is Patrick Cantlay.
Yep.
He's won this twice. Here's why. It is a slow, methodical course where you have to think out all the shots.
Good iron players.
Yes. And if you fuck it up, dude, you're out. And a guy like that who just takes his sweet ass fucking time is good at a course like this. Man. However, I cannot bring myself to root for him or bet on him anymore after watching what he did to Brooksy.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I will not pick him the rest of the
year. Him and Rahm, though, and also Scotty are all under 10-1. I think they're like 7, 8-1.
They are, but Scotty's putting's been off.
Yep.
But
unreal ball, like from tee to green, Scotty is... Like I think he's gaining like 16 shots on the field every time.
Uh-huh.
It's insane, but something absurd. But he can't make any putts.
Cannot make any putts. John Rahm is in this field as well. Not sure how I feel about him.
He's won this tournament. Probably should have won it the year after, but he obviously had the COVID.
Sure did. They pulled him right off the course, and he had the lead. He was up. He was at like minus 11, and they pulled him off.
I think he was up like 5 or 6.
And it was nuts, dude. He was up by a million, and they were like, "Up, why don't you come with me? You're all done for the day."
And that's the year Cantlay won, so put an asterisk around that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I can't bring myself to pick Cantlay. Curious to see your picks this week.
Yeah. Yeah. We're you know, getting into the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
We're figuring things out. We're going to take some chances here. A little buy low opportunity. We know I love to buy the dip.
Sure.
We're going with a big name, but that has not played well at all this year.
Okay.
But I think this could be a course. You know, he's finished second here during the workday of the year, during COVID, when they had two tournaments here.
All right. Was it Rory?
No, we're going with Justin Thomas.
Oh, shit. I picked Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas is 27-1.
27-1, yeah.
That's just too much value. Like, for a big name like JT, two-time major winner,
yep.
Guy that's going to play, he plays well in tough courses usually. Obviously, this year has not been his year. He's going to turn it around, I think. He's going to have one or two big wins this year. I'm going to go JT, 27-1. That's too much value.
I also have Justin Thomas at 27-1. And he's, just so you know, I'm not cheating, by the way. They're already highlighted on mine. Who else you got here?
Then we're going with two guys, actually, that have really good course records here. One man that's won here, Hideki Matsuyama.
Not doing it. I can't do Hideki anymore. I'm all done with him. I don't believe in him. What makes you believe in him?
I mean, he's the purest iron player on tour.
But he doesn't win.
He does win. He wins once or twice a year. He, like, routinely.
I can't do it anymore.
Hideki, I could see him winning this tournament. So he's 34-1. Great value. Take that. And then a guy who's been playing really well all year but just can't seem to get a win. I think it's time. I think it's. I've said this a couple times because I picked him multiple times this year. Big Dick Rick.
Okay, good.
Ricky Fowler.
Say somebody else.
No, Ricky Fowler, 34-1 as well. You know, show up, Ricky. Come on, it's time.
I don't think he's going to. A lot of people like him this year. I'm not real sure why.
He keeps top 20.
Yeah, but he hasn't won in how many years at this point? I mean, just a tournament.
Yeah.
Just one tournament.
It's
not
been
a major or anything else. Because I don't think he's ever won a major, right?
No, he's won the Players, if you want to count that.
The fifth major.
Yeah. Well, the sixth major after the John Deere.
Yeah, of course. Obviously. Yeah. Obviously. No, I won't give him that. What's his odds?
He's 34-1 as well. So right. I got JT 27-1, Hideki 34-1, Ricky 34-1. Then I have two matchup plays.
Okay.
At both. Both of them are plus money. Both plus 102. So essentially a pick 'em. We got Corey Connors over Sam Burns. And then we got John Rahm over Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I almost picked Corey Connors this week. I was torn.
Yeah.
I was torn. So this week, I also have Justin Thomas at 27-1. I'm the same way with you. When I woke up and saw that, I was like, what are we doing? 27-1 for Justin Thomas?
He just hasn't played well.
I know he hasn't played that well.
I think
but
he's hurt. I think
he hasn't
injured
been that
a little bit.
Bad either. So it's like, you know, a course like this.
He's been pretty bad, like, by his own standards.
He has.
His own admission.
But I think he's got to pull it out, right? So I couldn't pass that up at 27-1. I have him. Another guy that I've picked, I think, twice this year, Tyrrell Hatton. I'm going to pick him again. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the last time I pick him, though.
This is a good course fit, though.
It is. He's a 26-1, but if he doesn't win this week, I'm not going to pick him anymore. Because, like, take Colin Morikawa. He's at 22-1. I'm all done with him, too. He's off my board for the year.
He's technically won on this course before.
I know, but I'm not betting him anymore either. I'm all done with him this year. Maybe he has a great end to the year, but he's looked like dog shit this year, and I'm all good on that. A guy who has looked great this year, though, who's got a ton of fucking top 20s, is Adam Scott.
Mm-hmm.
At 47-1. I'm gonna go with Adam Scott on this one.
Plays well here a lot.
He does. And
I'm just tired of betting on Adam Scott.
I almost bet Corey Connors on this, but I just couldn't pull the trigger.
This is also, I'm going to put it out there, last time I'm going to bet on Ricky Fowler this year.
Okay. Fair enough.
This is your last chance, Rick.
Fair enough. And then my winner at the end of round one, my first round winner is Jason Day. I think Jason Day will start strong and then kind of fade over the weekend. This course, shit, they used to play this earlier in the year.
It would usually be Memorial Day weekend, no?
Correct, yeah. They don't anymore. And as you start to move into the summer months, a lot of people don't realize this about Columbus, Ohio, or just in Ohio in general.
It's hot.
It's humid as fuck, dude. I used to have to work outdoors in the every single summer there when I was in college. And God damn it, man, it was hot as balls. And walking this course, and this was pre, like, you know, every hole has a fucking suite or a tent or something like that. Right. I mean, there was maybe four. Like, AT&T was like the biggest sponsor, where you were like, oh shit, you have AT&T passes? And then we would go to this bar at Dublin's and just get rocked for the entire day.
Did you ever meet Jack in his squeaky voice?
I sure did. I'm not a Jack fan. Yeah. I'm not. You know, he's in a fraternity, by the way.
He's Fiji.
He was Fiji.
Yeah. He's my fraternity brother.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
You want a fun Fiji Jack story?
Yeah.
He walked into the house and trashed after a party, obviously, on Saturday. Thought they were treating it disrespectfully, the house. Mm. And they screamed at him, "Get the fuck out of here, old man. Who are you anyways?"
The Golden Bear.
Turns out it was Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
And his plaque is still on the fraternity there. And I guess he called the head of the chapter and was like, "I'm fucking done with Fiji's at Ohio State, and I'm not donating one more cent to those motherfuckers at all." But I love the fact that they just didn't know who he was.
Not another dime.
I know. I hate the voice. I hate the man. I wish Tiger Woods would have broken the records just because of the swagger and the highlights. When you look back at the highlights,
he still won't. No, he won't.
No,
he
won't.
He's not going to.
He's dead.
He's broken.
He's going to have to get that leg either torn off, removed, or maybe chewed off by Gator Boy.
I told you, he needs to amputate it. Get that, you know.
Get the bendy leg.
Get the military.
Get the ting ting leg.
Explosive leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things with Jack, where you go back, you look at the highlights. He kind of has the Phil vibe, where it seems like he's nice and polite on the course and waving to people and everything else.
No, he's a dick.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
Fucking dick.
His own organization or his company or whatever that has the Jack Nicklaus name on it, I mm-hmm. believe, is suing him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got a bunch of communities around the United States. And mind you, every neighborhood is a Jack Nicklaus community is beautiful. And it's amazing. And it's got an amazing golf course in it and everything else like that. But then behind the scenes, every single person that has worked for him has been like, he's a fucking dick.
Yeah, but all the greats are, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's one of those things where, don't give me the Golden Bear thing.
Right. And he's just corny. And I'm sure, like, even in his heyday, people didn't like him because they preferred Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure, dude. It's kind of like Kawhi Leonard for me. He's just too fucking corny. I respect him and how great he is. I'm just like, kind of a corn dog, dude.
Or if, like, LeBron had more rings than Jordan somehow.
Thank God that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We really fucking dodged the bullet with that one, didn't we?
We did.
Thank you out there to, who's the team that beat him?
Nuggets.
Yeah, that's right, dude. The forgettable team already.
The future NBA champs.
They're gonna win 4-0. We're going to forget about it for the next 15 years.
The most forgettable NBA finals ever.
And I did take your bet. So I tell you what, even though Delco is not winning on the golf show at all this year, he's not won once.
No.
I believe in your NBA finals bets, and I made the exact one. So tell the audience those, at least.
So Nuggets, just you put money, the same amount of money on them to win 4-0, 4-1, 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
And if they sweep, you win the most money. If they win 4-2, you win some money. And then if they win 4-1, you break even. So as long as the Heat don't win or the series somehow goes to Game 7, you win money or, you know, cash.
Correct.
Cash break even.
And I think that's a great bet. I made the exact same bet after you said it yesterday on the show. So I want to give you props for that, because I do believe that is going to come true.
And it'll probably be 4-1, and it'll be for nothing, but you don't lose money. You don't lose
but 4-0, 4-2, you're looking at some serious coin.
Yeah, especially if they sweep.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I'm all in on that. I did make that bet yesterday, and I want to give you props for that. We'll see what happens, though, in the series.
Yeah, the Heat win 4-0.
God damn it, dude.
Jimmy drags
it. I think it's 85-1 that the Heat win 4-0 right now on my bookie. Dead serious. If you're looking for some desperation bet and want to sprinkle something out there,
well,
if
it goes
back taxes or something,
if it's 3-2 and it goes Game 6, and I'll probably hedge with the Heat, undoubtedly.
We'll find out one more time with those picks.
Again, buying low on Justin Thomas, 27-1. Hideki Matsuyama, Ricky Fowler, both 34-1. It's going to be a big name that wins the tournament, so I'm not going to go too far down the board. And then two matchup plays, Corey Connors over Sam Burns, John Rahm over Scottie Scheffler.
And I've got Tyrrell Hatton at 26-1, Justin Thomas as well at 27-1, and Adam Scott at 47-1. And my first round day one leader is Jason Day at the Memorial this weekend. If you're out there in Columbus, enjoy yourself. I know you will. Get that sunscreen out, all right? Hydrate. It's going to get hot out there this weekend. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to mybookie.com and bet with us or against us. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you, doubles your deposit up to $1,000 over there. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.